The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeehaw! Good morning. I'm doing my best Kiki impersonation. Hey, y'all!
Yeah.
Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show.
You got anything like me.
And we're gonna have some fun today, hooey. But I got to make it quick because I got a date with my cousin later.
She's still got all her teeth, though. She's good.
We do have a bit that I'm working on.
He's a fine young gentleman.
And it involves Kiki and her hillbilly roots. So I'm still trying to work out the final details. But it's basically, are you smarter than a hillbilly? And everyone's going to win.
No, I'm smarter than you think.
I could tell by that sweet southern drawl right there. What's that old Jeff Foxworthy bit? Would you trust your doctor if he comes in? What we're going to do is we're going to saw the top of your head off.
No. We're going to the next office.
It's Brock, Hunter, Kiki, and boss man Bill. Hold on, I got to do it quick.
Bill.
And then Kiki's theme song.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You wish that was my theme song.
Let's get right to it, boss man. Bill, you're obviously a football fan. It's a big day today.
Did I talk to you guys about the fantasy football draft? Did we talk about that on the air?
We haven't exactly mentioned it because...
So let me explain. We have, in our company, we have a fantasy football pool, and there's 14 teams that are allowed. If you come in last, you are banned for 1 year from playing in the league.
Correct.
So, who came in last year?
That would be Mr. Brock.
That would be me.
So this year to take Brock's slot, the Screaming Yellow Lobster.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Correct.
Taking over.
Now, you're not really helping the lobster, are you?
No. I just because he has a hard time typing. I just kind of got him set up. That was it.
Yeah. The reason I ask is because the lobster had the third pick in the draft. And he picked, first off, a quarterback, which usually no one does, and he picked Aaron Rodgers.
Look, he's got good taste.
Yeah.
I can't help that the lobster has good taste in fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
He picked Aaron Rodgers. I may have said, you know, Rodgers got projected good numbers this year. That's all I said.
I looked at the projections this week. The lobster's projected to lose by 27 points.
Damn. Well, you guys are on for a big surprise because the lobster is going to crush it.
Yeah.
Should I put in? We did get Trubisky though too, or he got Trubisky. I don't have anything to do with this.
Dang it! I really wanted Trubisky as my backup quarterback because he was clutch last year.
Yeah, he was good.
I actually played him more than my first pick.
See, I would start Mitch tonight over Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, so I had them both.
Me too. Have you been hanging out with that lobster?
No.
Good.
I see him occasionally in passing here at work.
There's no way that the lobster picked Rodgers in the third round.
Yeah, why wouldn't he pick the greatest quarterback ever to play the game? Yeah, that's
just Tom Brady wasn't available. Yeah,
right. There was a reason Rodgers was available.
I think
Mahomes at 7 is okay. Rodgers at 3, not so much.
All I'm saying is I think the lobster did good, and I had nothing to do with it, so we'll just see what happens. I still need to pay Dave. I have not paid yet. Or the lobster hasn't paid.
Yeah, the lobster hasn't paid.
Did you use sand dollars?
Oh, my God.
I know if I listened long enough, I'd heard something funny.
Eventually. It takes a while to get there. Yeah. Damn it, Bill.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance of the Chris.
Just looking for it right now?
I got to read the liner first, and then I'm going to look for it. he's got home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Go see him in Stevensville. Chris.
All
right. Don't hurt yourself on that one, Bill.
Yeah, no. Chris.
Chris. Yeah, it's Chris.
Chris.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do iolate.
Iolate.
Okay. Aw, this one sounds hard.
Guys, iolate.
Iolate.
It's easy.
Is it an acronym?
Iolate.
You're late for work. Iolate.
Iolate. Sound it out.
Yeah, sound it out.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Iolate. Okay. Iolate.
I took a shower. Iolate. Any idea? Iolate.
Oh, my God.
He's pointing towards his eyes.
Do you want me to spell it out? It's E-Y-E-O-L-A-T-E.
Okay, so it's the eyeball. Just going to sound it out here.
Very good.
Oh.
Lazy eye.
That one guy? Yeah.
You
look
at me,
bro.
What?
Looking at me, bro.
It's, anyway, it's when you see something that you really like.
Yeah, I thought for sure. You guys have been doing so well. Violate. It's to check out someone so hard that you basically violate them.
Okay.
Example.
How are we supposed to get that? Come on.
Yeah. Well,
use your brains. Example.
Get out of here. Jerk.
I'm going to violate Kiki later.
Why? She's your wife.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I see it.
Congratulations on that.
She's getting, she got the eyeballs now.
I'm going to have to take a shower.
Yeah, you will, because you're going to be violated.
Oh, God.
Let's move on before I have an HR meeting in my inbox.